Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, how is it going? We're recording this podcast on a Monday night, February 24th for the February 25th slate. This is Devin Ellington, joined by Neil Roshlani. Neil, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. We've got a nice slate for this Tuesday. Usually it's a little light, but we've got almost a full night of games. I'm pretty excited. The NBA seems to be spreading it out a little bit better this season. I like it.
Yeah, the back half of the scheduling looks pretty exciting. We got a little juicy card to get to, and we'll roll right into that. But first, I just want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor, MyBookie.ag. You know, if you're looking to diversify your sports betting portfolio and put some money in some different accounts so you don't have all your eggs in one basket, MyBookie's great for that. They have quick customer service 24/7. They have quick payouts. They have anything and everything under the sun and the moon that you would want to bet on. They even have future tickets for golf tournaments that are super far away. They got baseball futures, which I've already got some action on, college basketball, women's college basketball, XFL, politicians, all that good stuff. I think they even had some stuff for the Oscars and the award season. Make sure to use our promo code TODAY, and that's T-O-D-A-Y, for your initial deposit match up to 50%, and that is going to be good up to $2,000. So you deposit $2,000, you're going to get a free $1,000 right back. MyBookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. Neil, still ball with Neil on Twitter, correct?
Still ball with Neil. I'm rolling.
Ball with Neil. There it is. And I am at DALE007, and we are at Hoopball Gaming, and we are a Hoopball or Hoop-Ball .com presentation. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the motherboard of all of us, and make sure folks know where they can get their NBA juice and all the fun action. So, without further ado, Neil, you want to jump into these games we got going on?
Yeah, we got, like I said, a slate of seven. I'm seeing the first game as Charlotte, Indiana. 7 p.m. tip. I'm seeing Indiana 10.5-point favorite as of right this minute, Monday night. 208.5 over under. Indiana's coming off that crushing loss to Toronto. I believe it was by 46 points, something like that. Charlotte has been a disappointment as expected this season, 19-37. Just an inefficient team without that much talent. Well, I should say young talent, but not great talent just yet. I think Indiana wins this comfortably. 10.5 seems a little too high for me. I'm curious to see what the first half line is. If it's like 7, maybe in the first quarter line, if it's like a 4 or 5, maybe I would lean towards that. I'm not going to touch Charlotte here. And Indiana has all the makings for coming out and playing hard, and they're a much better team. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, much better team, much better coached team. One thing that really stinks for Indiana is losing Jeremy Lamb. He tore his ACL, had a kneecap fracture and all that stuff against the Raptors. So that news came out today, and that really, really stinks. And he's a player I enjoy, so that kind of sucks. Like you said, I think this 10.5, 11-point spread is a little too rich for me, 208.5 on the total. I think, I need to do a little bit more digging, like you said, as far as the first half or first quarter plays, see what those lines settle at. You know, what one thing that can be a little inconvenient as we do this show for the following day, we don't have first quarter or first half lines or numbers or anything like that set until the day of, or even, you know, a few hours before tip off. So I will say, make sure to keep an eye on Twitter for any of those quarter or half plays. I gave a lot of those out in the Monday podcast and had some good luck with that. So probably an angle I'll probably try to attack in this game. If I remember right by memory, Charlotte and Indiana's pretty good to the first half unders. So do some digging on that. As of right now, though, 10.5 is way too much for an Indiana team that's just still trying to figure some stuff out.
Yeah, if anything, I would throw them into we talked about teasers, right?
Yeah,
this could be a game where I would tease maybe another game we can talk about later I would tease down as well.
Is that some foreshadowing I hear?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Yes. We'll see. Although this next game, well, are you ready to move on to game two, or do you want to anything else?
Yeah, no, I didn't really have anything else to say about that. Pretty cut and dry game.
Yeah, second game is the premier game of the night. Milwaukee, Toronto, the Bucks coming off back-to-back here. They just won tonight in Washington against the Wizards in overtime, heading up to Toronto. Toronto, as I mentioned, has come off a huge win against Indiana. Milwaukee, 1.5-point favorite on the road, 231 total. Devin, I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say, but I am going to lean – I might have to, first of all, I'm assuming they do parlays. I might do Toronto money line under parlay.
Yeah, that's a one way to attack it. My thinking is right now, though, is I don't want to get in the way of this freight train of the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, they are 33-23 against the spread. Toronto's just as good. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Milwaukee winning by a bucket. Without Mark Gasol, I don't see them having a lot of, big man depth to really just attack and take on Giannis and slow him down. Obviously Brooke Lopez was out tonight. He's questionable for tomorrow, but Robin Lopez filled in nicely for him. This is going to be, like you said, the marquee game of the night. And I am glad that I'm not working tomorrow so I can sit here and enjoy this game, because it's going to be a great one. I mean, this is probably a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. And, let's see what happens. I don't have a huge angle on this one right now. If anything, I would say look at possibly a first half bet if you can find a good one with value when those come out. But I've backed Milwaukee a good amount in recent times, and they haven't failed me, so it's going to be hard for me to go away from something that's helped win me some money.
Yeah, it's tough to go against them. What do you think about the first half under with Milwaukee coming off an overtime game and playing hard defense, try to slow down this team, and as a game they probably get up for. What do you think?
I do like that. At quick glance here, I can kind of break it down a little bit more. So the Bucks are actually pretty even kill 500, 24-25 with six pushes as far as first half over-unders go. Mm-hmm. And then the Raptors, they are 24-29 with two pushes in their first half over-unders. And those are pointed to the under, obviously. One thing that's a little, encouraging every which way, however you want to look at it. Recently, Toronto's actually – been favoring the overs in the first half. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10. So due diligence is needed. So, you know, just like any other bet, make sure to crunch numbers, find the right value. It looks like on the road, Milwaukee is actually a little bit more in favor to the over, just by a game. And at home for Toronto, the same thing applies. So I like to take these two average scores that the teams combine for. I add those. So, for example, I've got the Bucks at 109.48 and the Raptors at 112.14 for their home average point combined, and then the road average points combined for Milwaukee. I combine those, I add those up, divide them by two, and if that number I get after dividing is close to the line, you know, I'll take in metrics as far as offensive rating, turnover percentage, offensive rebounding, you know, pace of play, you know, and just kind of plug that in and see if I get a comfortable number. So I'll be digging more into this tomorrow for sure.
It'll be a fun game to watch nonetheless.
So. Absolutely.
All right, third game on our slate, I've got Oklahoma City at my Chicago Bulls. Hey, I went to my first Bulls game.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? Okay.
It was fantastic. I got sixth row center court.
Oh, man.
I know.
It's like equivalent of the 50-yard line.
It is. Just... I have a friend who treated me, it was ridiculous. I got to see Rubio and the Suns take down the Bulls.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City is a 6.5-point favorite. 218 is the over-under. This Chicago team is just not very good. They're missing so many players in addition to just they don't really have much chemistry. Oklahoma City has been playing lights out. Not lights out. They've been overperforming their expected win totals all season long, coming off a nice win against San Antonio where they just dominated them. Six and a half. This is where I would probably tease Oklahoma City down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Yeah. They are 3-0 against the spread in their last three on the road. And for the season, they've been a bit better on the road as far as against the spread goes. They are 21-5 ATS on the road this year. So pretty much animals getting that done. I do want to probably jump on this right away at the 6.5, just because 75% of the money I'm seeing is already going into Oklahoma City. So I think this is, by the time you wake up tomorrow, this is probably going to be a 7.5-point spread. So, you know, I would definitely recommend jumping on this line if you like the Oklahoma City side on, you know, pronto. And these teams actually played in December on the 16th. 5.5-point favorite for Oklahoma City. They won 109-106, so total of 215. And they went over the total of 208.5. So, yeah. And Oklahoma City was actually down 19 points at half of that game. I know it was a long time ago, but, you know, it's always good to use some correlative data between two teams that have played each other. But this Oklahoma City team, I think they just have a lot more depth than what Chicago does. I think it's going to give them issues. They're a good defensive team. And Chicago is a little bit in disarray right now, you know, with coaching and front office stuff. And 6.5 doesn't seem like that many points for Oklahoma City to cover on the road, which they've done at the NBA's best clip for the season.
Yeah, well, Chicago's been in disarray for a long time. office, so,
I didn't want to break the news to you. I'm sorry.
Thanks. And Chicago did win their last game, so I don't know if they could win two in a row. All right, next game I have here is Detroit at Denver. Detroit looking like they're packing it in for the season. Denver is a heavy favorite here, 12 points at home. 215 is the over-under. I know Detroit looks like they're tanking. They're starting a lot of players who don't know how to play in the NBA just yet, but could develop into NBA players. Denver is looking to get the one or two seed out west, and Millsap is back and had a great game last time. They're seem to be clicking pretty well. Murray is back in there as well. They have their starting five. 12 points is a lot. I'll have to see a first half line here, maybe. I lean Denver. And I might go over just because I don't think Denver's going to have to play that hard defense against them. I think Denver's going to score like 120 at least.
Yeah, I can see that for sure happening.
Yeah.
Too rich for my blood right away. You know, it's a lot of points. Denver's not that great against the spread. They're a good real-life basketball team, but what I've noticed is they're not that great other than their main guy in Jokic for fantasy purposes, and then they're not that great to, you know, gamble on. So I'll probably be staying away from this game just because I don't see a lot of value, and I really don't want to, you know, spend money where I'm not comfortable or confident in it. And maybe look at a first quarter play for a little pizza money just to have a little bit of fun, but definitely not something that I'm going to invest in too heavily before I really, really, really dig into some first quarter, first half stuff, and then just kind of also see what the starting lineups look like. And, yeah, I mean, Denver at home's pretty good. So, obviously they're going to win. They'll probably win, you know, sizably, but I don't know if – I mean, 12 points is a lot. I know this Detroit team's pretty bad, but last time these two teams played was just February 2nd. Detroit won outright, so – and was only a 2.5-point dog, and that was before Drummond was off the roster, but you never know, so.
Yeah, you never know. I would never have thought Detroit beat them earlier this season, so.
Right, right.
I mean, without looking it up, so. They are professional teams, so –
Right.
All right. Next slate, New Orleans at the Lakers. Lakers, 8-point favorite, 238 high total as expected. I'd say revenge game for Anthony Davis, but I don't think he really cares to have revenge. It's probably going to be revenge for New Orleans, if anything. I know these teams have played before, but this is the first time Zion will be there on the court against the Lakers. Another great TNT matchup. So fun game to watch. 8 points seems like a little much for me for the Lakers. If anything, maybe I go under. 238 is a lot of points. I think it probably – I wouldn't be surprised if it goes over, but just because it's a lot of points and it's a marquee game, maybe the defenses play a little bit harder and it goes a little bit under. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, so as far as defensive ratings go in the last five games, the Lakers are fifth in the league, and New Orleans is 13th. So I think that's a good angle right away, just looking at it right now. Net ratings go, you know, for the last five games, New Orleans is number three in the league. Lakers are sixth. So, and offensive rating for New Orleans, they're number one, and the Lakers are number seven. So I think it's going to be a really balanced game. You know, New Orleans is top five in pace of play over the last five games. The Lakers are a little lower at 14. So it's one of those games that I could see the over going by like 20 points, and then I can also see the under hitting by like 15 or 20 points just because both teams have been playing good on both ends of the court. And honestly, right now, I love getting 8 points for the Pelicans. I'm going to probably hold off making my bet until later in the day because right now I'm seeing more than half of the money coming in on the Lakers. I'm going to see if I can't get a hook or a full point up to 9 and be greedy. But it might come back and bite me because it's only 52-48 split right now. Might just jump on the 8 and then – see about doubling up, maybe in game if they get down early to get myself 11 or so. New Orleans is really healthy right now. The only guy that they have on the injury report is Kendrick Williams, which is just a depth forward for them. And in their last 10, you know, they've gone 6-3-1 against the spread, 4-1-1 in their away games. And the Lakers seem to have issues covering these big spreads at home. Two highly rated power ranked teams right now, and it's going to be another marquee matchup. We got some good basketball tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, great game. Yeah, I'm also thought about the defenses. Maybe I think – I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to take on Zion or not. That would be so much fun if he does.
That would be a good matchup.
I feel like JaVale might guard him, but
yeah,
Anthony Davis would just want to, like, show his stuff. You know what I mean? Like, not let him, like, go for 25 points. So
I think what Frank Vogel might do is just throw a whole bunch of different people at him.
Yeah.
Even, like, Caldwell Pope. I could even see him – putting a smaller guy like Avery Bradley, who is a real solid elite defender, on him for a few possessions and just kind of keep him uncomfortable. I could see McGee, Dwight Howard, and Anthony Davis all having a little run at him. So I kind of want to see what the Frank Vogel does as far as game planning against Zion. You know, but this New Orleans team, you know, you got revenge narratives a couple different ways, Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. You also got Josh Hart and Anthony Davis. So, I mean, it's these two franchises are familiar with each other. I feel like that might keep it closer. So I like New Orleans getting eight.
Yeah, I like it also. Yeah, I think defense, when teams are fired up, I feel like the defense ramps up better.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I like the under a little bit. Okay, next game. Oh, Boston, Portland. But we don't have a line yet. At least I don't know if you've seen something since we started.
I have not been able to find one.
So Boston's at Portland. Boston coming off that close loss against the Lakers over the weekend. Portland, for the first time in a while, looks like they're going to be out of the playoffs, unless things turn around. What are your thoughts here on this game? We don't have a line. It's hard for me to. I think Boston gets the win. So if they're an underdog, I would take them. I'm almost 100% sure Lillard's still out unless something miraculous happens. So he's out.
He'll be out.
And I don't think Portland can – Boston plays such good defense. I think Smart will shut down or at least slow down McCollum. They don't have really anywhere else to go. So.
Kemba Walker is going to be out for Boston as well. He's got some knee soreness. He had that injection done, but they do have the rest of their guys. So they got some really good guards between Brad Wanamaker and they also have Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, you know, Gordon Hayward off the ball. And then they've got the big guys like Tice and this Cantor, as well as the Williams, quote unquote, brothers. Boston is just so solid right now. They have depth. You know, Kemba Walker's missed some games, but they haven't really missed a beat. I really like to believe that Boston will probably be at least a 5-point favorite. I'm probably going to think it's opening right around 6, maybe 6.5. One thing I would like to keep an eye on is seeing where the total opens up whenever it comes out. Tomorrow, since we are recording Monday night for Tuesday's card. Boston's games have gone 4 of 5 in their let me rephrase that, have gone over in 4 of their last 5. The Portland Trailblazers are on a ridiculous overrun right now. You know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. Boston's 6-4 to the over. And then as far as first half, and I saw this earlier, as far as first half over-unders go, the Portland Trailblazers in their last 10 are 9-1 to the over. So I might have a slight bit of overplay in this. I want to see where the lines settle. The Celtics, you know, they're 5-5 in their last 10 as far as first half over-under, so they're splitting hairs, but for the full game, both these teams have been trending to the over. Offensive metrics up, you know, in the top 10, around the top 10. I stand corrected. Boston's 14th. Portland's 19th, so I apologize for that. But pace is going to be up there. I think it's going to be some solid basketball, even though Dame is going to be out. So let's see where the line settles, and then obviously check us out on Twitter. again, at BALE007 and Hootball Gaming, and then Ball with Neil for some updated information when this line does come out. I think it'll be a good game. Portland's playing a little bit better as of late, and Boston is trying to stay in that top 1-2 spot, you know, that top three range with Toronto and Milwaukee in the East. So if it's under 7 points, I'm jumping all over the Boston line. And if it's 8 and up, I'll probably just go ahead and stay away, but try to play an over depending on where it settles in at.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So like keep an eye out, like you said, for the line and updates on Devin's thoughts and also mine as well. last game on the slate, Sacramento at Golden State. Sacramento, a 5.5 point road favorite here, over under 229. Golden State without anyone really at this point. Sacramento starting to play some decent basketball. I don't think they have enough in the tank to try to get the playoff push, but looking, I don't know, okay out there, competitive. We'll see how they fare tomorrow night. Is this too big of a line for you to jump on Sacramento, or do you like them here?
It's too big just because, you know, these two teams are division opponents. They're both pretty terrible. you know, the back door is going to be open until the final horn. You know, Golden State's familiar. Obviously, Steve Kerr's familiar with Luke Walton as far as, you know, his coaching style, his pedigree, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Golden State even won this game. Sacramento is just, you know, all over the place. They have been playing a little bit better as of late, but bad teams have their bad tendencies come out, you know, more times than not. So, one encouraging thing about Sacramento is in their last six against Golden State, they are 6-0 against spread. So, and they're 5-2 against spread in their last seven games. So, some positive trends as far as those spread numbers go for them. And Golden State has a 6-game losing streak at home. So maybe they have some extra motivation to get off this night at home. But this is probably a good old stay away game for Devin here.
Yeah, this one's tough for me to predict too. I can see, you know, Sacramento just beat the Clippers without Paul, and Paul George is not playing, but they could just as easily lose to Golden State. So,
yeah.
I'm not gonna touch this. All right, that's on the that's all we got on the NBA side. You got some college basketball though. You want to throw out there, I believe, right?
Right. Yeah. So I mean, it wouldn't be a show that I was involved with if there wasn't some college basketball thrown around, kicked around, tossed around, however you want to phrase it. tomorrow we have a really great slate. I actually love to do a lot of my digging the day of college basketball. Again, we are recording this the night before. So tomorrow I'm going to be investing some time into digging into some metrics and, you know, team statistics and just some really good stuff. So it is the exciting time of the year, and we're only 3 weeks from Selection Sunday. So if you're just a genuine college basketball fan, we have some really good matchups tomorrow. For the bubble and for conference tournament seeding and, you know, at large bids. So, as of right now, we have Auburn and Ole Miss playing tonight or tomorrow. It would be tonight if you're listening right now. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be pretty big. Auburn's, trending down as far as their SEC play goes. They've lost, I want to say one or two in a row now. So this looks like a good get right game. If they can win and take care of business, it keeps them in the hunt for winning the SEC outright for the season. Kentucky's kind of starting to run away with that. Then as far as the Big Ten goes, Michigan State's hosting Iowa. So that's going to be a big game. The Big Ten home teams have just completely obliterated the competition. Iowa's already getting 7.5 points, which is just crazy. Because Michigan State's just faltered a lot, in my opinion, recently. SMU and Memphis, you know, they are playing in the American Conference tomorrow night, and this is an important game just because of bubble watch. You know, both these teams are fighting for a spot in the big dance, and they're both currently in, you know, dire straits for a win to keep their tournament bid alive. Mississippi State and Alabama as well. Both those teams are looking at maybe punching a ticket, but they got to get some decent wins down the stretch. And then it wouldn't be me talking about college basketball if I didn't bring up the MAC and get some MAC shit in there. So we got Akron and Bowling Green playing tomorrow night. And I tell you what, Neil, I'm excited for this game. This is for first place.
It's a big deal. It's a Akron, big deal. Yeah.
Akron's 21-6, Bowling Green 20-7. And if the listeners know anything, I've been tooting the Akron horn for a good 3 weeks now, talking about how they're going to be in the big dance. They're going to win this conference. They're going to maybe even win two games in the tournament.
And whoa, really?
Yeah. I think they at least get one win. You know, they're, right now they're projected to be a 12 seed. If I'm not mistaken, 12 or 13. So, you know, if you have any familiarity with brackets, you know that those 4-12 matchup or those 5-12 matchups, 4-13 matchups, that's where brackets kind of implode. And, you know, you get some underdog victories out of that. And there are some really awesome teams in the 12 and 13 seeding range right now that I've been high on through my bets, through Twitter, through the podcast. Keep an eye on Akron. Akron and Yale, as well as Vermont. Those are the three I like to maybe win in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. The 12 seeds right now are just ridiculous. You got Furman, Liberty, Yale. 13 seeds, you got Stephen F. Austin, Vermont, Akron, and North Texas. You know, these guys are – I wouldn't be shocked if four or five of those teams win. So without running the risk of being long-winded for no purpose here as far as college basketball goes. I don't have any picks right now just because I want to wake up tomorrow, dig into it. I'm going to get very, very excited for these games tomorrow. And you best believe I'll be putting some stuff out on Twitter. So you guys got to make sure to check that out. And, make sure you catch some injury designations as well as line adjustments and all that good stuff. Neil, do you have great. Any?
I was gonna say I love me some action, so I'll definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Checking out these zips.
We're here in the Midwest. It's an important thing to us.
it is.
It's Big 12, Big 10 country, but the MACtion is where it's at. I love the MAC. It's just some of those blue collar Midwestern schools that just continuously have rock fights and just throw shade and jabs and all that good stuff at each other. So they're feisty. They're all trying to get into the tournament. So,
yeah, well, I'll be following you on Twitter tomorrow to see what you come up with once the lines are out and once you do some more research.
Beautiful.
Do you want to take anything else before we get out of here?
Well, before we conclude, I'll just do another quick shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. Just want to make sure to remind the folks, if they didn't hear the promo code in the beginning of the podcast, that we give it out again. And that is TODAY today for the promo code of a deposit match up to $2,000. You get 50% of that. So you deposit $2,000, you're going to get $1,000 back. MyBookie has some great payout structures, quick on it. They do great promos. They have 24/7 service. Top notch book. Easy to use, user friendly. And we enjoy them here. So bet, win, get paid. mybookie.ag. Neil, you have anything else for the fine folks of the Hoopball Nation?
I don't. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following us. Thanks for betting. And hopefully we can all win together.
Yes. Good luck tomorrow, guys. We're going to let this jazz ride us out. All right. Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.